Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Talent Code by Daniel Coyle explores a practical, science-informed view of how extraordinary skill is built rather than inherited. Instead of treating talent as a mysterious gift, the book investigates real-world hotbeds of excellence, such as elite sports academies, music programs, and high-performing schools to identify common patterns behind rapid improvement. Coyle connects these observations to neuroscience, especially the role of myelin, the insulation that strengthens neural circuits through repeated, targeted practice. The book argues that greatness comes from a combination of deep practice, effective coaching, and motivation that is sparked and sustained in specific ways. Written for readers who want measurable progress, it translates research into actionable guidance without requiring a technical background. Whether you are developing your own abilities or supporting a team, child, or organization, the central promise is clear. The right training methods can accelerate learning and turn potential into performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, myelin and the biology of skill, a central idea in the Talent Code, is that skill has a physical foundation in the brain and nervous system. Coyle highlights myelin, a fatty sheath that wraps neural pathways, making signals travel faster and more accurately. When you repeat a specific action correctly and intensely, the circuit used for that action becomes more insulated, which improves performance. This view reframes talent from something you either have or do not have into something you build through repeated use of the right circuits. It also explains why improvement is often uneven. Progress depends on which circuits are being strengthened and how precisely they are practiced. By focusing on myelin, the book provides a concrete reason why deliberate repetition matters and why small technical errors, if repeated, can become ingrained. The implication is empowering and demanding at the same time. You can grow skill with the right effort, but the effort must be targeted and consistent. Understanding this mechanism helps readers see practice not as time served, but as a biological construction project where attention, accuracy, and repetition lay down long-term capability. Secondly, deep practice, the engine of rapid improvement. Coyle emphasizes deep practice, a style of training that is slow, effortful, and highly focused on the edge of current ability. Rather than mindlessly repeating what already feels comfortable, deep practice breaks skills into smaller parts, isolates weak points, and repeatedly corrects mistakes. The book presents this as the most reliable way to create durable improvement because it forces the brain to fire the exact circuits that need strengthening. A key theme is that errors are not proof of inability, they are information. When learners stop, diagnose what went wrong, and try again with a slight adjustment, they build more accurate neural patterns. Deep practice also includes intentional pacing, going slower than performance speed to ensure clean technique, then gradually adding complexity and speed once control improves. Readers can apply this framework to sports, music, language learning, writing, or any performance domain. The takeaway is that quality of effort beats quantity of time. A shorter session of deeply attentive, mistake-focused practice can produce more growth than hours of comfortable repetition. Thirdly, coaching as craft, creating better feedback loops. Another important topic is the outsized role of coaches and teachers in turning practice into progress. Coyle portrays great coaching less as charisma and more as a craft built on clear communication, precise feedback, and the ability to design the right challenges. Effective coaches notice small errors, provide corrections that the learner can immediately apply, and keep the learner working at the edge of capability without tipping into discouragement. The book also underscores the importance of models and demonstrations, because seeing a movement, phrase, or technique done well helps learners build a mental map of what they are trying to produce. Good coaches create feedback loops that are fast and specific, allowing learners to adjust in real time rather than repeating mistakes. They also shape habits and standards, reinforcing the idea that improvement is normal and expected. For readers who lead teams or raise children, this topic offers a practical shift. The best guidance is not constant praise or harsh critique, but targeted information that helps the learner solve the next small problem and steadily stack wins. Fourthly, ignition, how motivation gets switched on. Coyle describes motivation as something that often begins with ignition, a moment or sequence of moments that makes a person decide this matters to me. Rather than treating drive as a fixed personality trait, the book examines how certain environments and experiences trigger commitment. Ignition can come from seeing someone you identify with succeed, encountering an inspiring role model, or getting a glimpse of what you could become. It can also be sparked by small signs of progress that make the effort feel worthwhile. The book ties ignition to identity, suggesting that people practice harder when they feel they belong to a tribe that values the skill and when they can imagine a future version of themselves performing at a higher level. This perspective helps explain why talent hotbeds emerge. they combine visible examples of excellence, social reinforcement, and pathways for learners to see improvement. For readers, the practical message is to design conditions that make motivation more likely. Choose environments with strong models, track progress in ways you can feel, and connect daily practice to a compelling personal story about who you are becoming. Lastly, building a talent hotbed, environment, culture, and habits, beyond individual practice, the Talent Code explores how groups and places consistently produce high performers. COIL points to shared cultural ingredients, high expectations, supportive competition, and a normalizing of struggle as part of learning. In these environments, learners are surrounded by peers who take improvement seriously, which raises standards and makes disciplined practice feel socially reinforced rather than lonely. The book suggests that small structural choices matter, such as frequent performance opportunities, clear skill progressions, and routines that prioritize fundamentals. Another element is the presence of mentors who invest in long-term development, not just short-term results. This topic is valuable for parents, managers, and educators because it shifts the question from how do I find talented people to how do I grow them. The hotbed concept encourages readers to think in systems, practice design, feedback speed, peer influence, and identity signals all work together. When aligned, they create a self-sustaining cycle where effort leads to visible growth, growth fuels motivation, and motivation drives even deeper practice. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a grounded, actionable approach to skill building, including athletes, musicians, students, entrepreneurs, coaches, educators, and parents guiding developing learners. It can benefit a reader's life by replacing vague ideas about giftedness with a clear set of levers, practice that targets weaknesses, feedback that accelerates correction, and motivational ignition that turns effort into a long-term identity. That mindset change reduces fear of mistakes and makes improvement feel controllable. The result is not only better performance, but also greater resilience, because setbacks become part of the process rather than a verdict on ability. Compared to many self-help titles that rely on slogans about passion or perseverance, The Talent Code stands out by linking behavior to a memorable biological mechanism and then showing how real training environments apply it. It also speaks to both individuals and those building teams or classrooms, offering a bridge between personal habits and cultural design. If you want a book that helps you practice smarter, coach better, and build sustainable motivation, it is worth buying as a practical guide with lasting usefulness. If you would like to support Daniel COIL, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.